So what's the form that Quarantunes takes, and what inspired you to get started?
Well, I started Quarantunes, it'll now be 3 weeks ago. So this coming Thursday is the third broadcast. And I jumped on it after I saw a lot of musicians who were put out of work by the COVID pandemic. They were just sort of in a panic trying to find something to do and some way to bring in a little change. So musicians started performing on Facebook Live and asking for tips. And I feel really grateful that I'm not living gig to gig right now. So I felt like, well, I shouldn't jump into that world. I should let those people sort of do their thing. And I thought, well, I should actually jump in and try to help other people, because that's an advantage that I have. And I feel like sort of a duty to do it. So I started my own series, and every week the donations go directly to organizations that support musicians or other people who are hit really hard by the coronavirus pandemic.
What's the need for this right now? What are you hearing from local musicians about what it's like right now?
Yeah, well, I mean, just if you look at it locally, let's start there. Ski season is over, which is when musicians get to play and earn a little bit around here. And then also, you know, you're limited in gatherings to 10 or less, I guess, at this point. So you can't even throw your own concert. And then musicians who are performing will often teach. And now they're limited to teaching online because people are nervous about meeting up face to face. So all of musicians, like, income streams have basically vanished overnight. And that's true, like, locally, but it's also true nationally. Like, tours and shows are planned months in advance, I mean, 3 to 12 months in advance. And things are so uncertain right now that people aren't booking stuff for the summer. And who knows? I mean, I've heard some things getting rescheduled for the fall, but we really don't know how long this is going to last. And live performance is just the main income stream for musicians now.
And how do you make the shift to planning a show online like the Quarantunes sessions instead of to a live audience during this time?
I would say, like, personally, I just try to share a part of myself each time. So I'm often feeling, I mean, like, everybody's feeling kind of a swirl of emotions, like a little bit of hopelessness, a lot of fatigue, a lot of uncertainty, but also at the same time, or like the next second, this well of hope swirls up and you think about how many times people have, like, defeated pandemics before and how great it is that we're all coming together even though we're apart. So I just let those things inside of myself show through and try not to pretend, you know. I'm not really putting on a show. I'm just showing myself.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.